1, 2, 1.
It's time for the Better Horses Radio Show with Ernie Rodina. Saddle up and ride as we explore the Western way of life, horses and cows, family and friends, a relationship with the land, and a relationship with God. It's all here on Better Horses Radio. Now let's hit the trail with Ernie and his co-host, Don Dawson.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. And let me start it off by saying Merry Christmas to every one of you out there. We're so glad that you can join us. We just love this time of the year, and love all you folks out there and all of our listeners and everything. It just gets you excited about everything from Jesus Christ to Santa Claus.
In that truth, and very rarely, Ron and Ernie, do we get to actually air on Christmas Day, but this year we are doing it. So
I've been singing my song all weekend. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. That'd be me.
So, boy, nothing says Christmas like that touching song you just sang.
Hey. But we got Pastor Steve, and it's great to have him back. And them little cackles, that little giggle of his, it was so good to hear him when we got on the show.
Well, it's good to be with you, Ernie.
Hey, Pastor Steve, we are glad to have you, and we love your little giggle, and we love how you get in our show started off. Every week is great, so please do it again on this Christmas.
Well, let's get this thing going. You know what? Here it is. It's the big day. The day that every boy and girl wait for, whether they're 7 years old or 70. We get up early, sneak out to the tree, making just enough noise to wake Mom and Dad up. Dad gets the fire going in the fireplace. Mom gets the biscuits in the oven. But us, well, we're impatiently sitting by the tree, looking at all the presents. Seems like an eternity before we get to open them up. You know, there was another gift given some 2,000 years ago, the greatest gift to mankind, the creator of all, the one that gives life, allowed himself to be created in the womb of a Jewish peasant girl named Mary. The angel said, give him the name Jesus, for he has come to save his people from their sins. Hey, here's the good news. You are his people. He came for you because he loves everything about you. He also came here that first Christmas with one thing on his mind, one mission in his life, to go to a cross, your cross, to take your sins upon himself so that you could spend eternity with him in the glory of heaven. So it's our prayer here today at Better Horses that you know him and that you have received the gift that he brings, the gift of himself. So from all of us here at Better Horses, we pray and hope that you and your family have a blessed Christmas. Hey, this is Steve Stafford. I am the pastor at Risen Ranch Cowboy Church and a very proud member of the Better Horses family.
Hey, Pastor Steve, thank you for getting us started here on Christmas. And boy, you're so right. There's no greater gift than the gift of salvation if we just put our trust and faith in Christ. Well done, brother.
Thanks, Steve. Love you, Steve.
Hey, love you too. Merry Christmas, kids.
Merry Christmas to you. Tell Miss Debbie we love her.
Merry Christmas.
I want to do it right now.
Take it easy on those pies out there, Steve.
Okay.
Darn it.
See ya.
Hey, you guys, we've got a great show lined out. Can't start it any better than what we just did, but we've got some great guests today.
Boy, we sure do. We're starting off with our good friend and clinician, Ken McNabb.
How exciting is that? Great to have it getting back.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Ernie, we've got J.R. Vizane coming on.
What a tough guy. Just what an inspiration he is. A great Christian man. And I'm so glad to get him on here.
Yep. You bet. You know what time it is right now, though, don't you, Ernie?
It's time for our Better Horses KSU Equine Tip of the Week. And we're talking about having them on Kansas State University, a great partner of Better Horses. And it's really exciting to get them. I think we have Dr. Warren Beard on this week.
We do, Ernie. He's going to talk about upper airway issues. So let's go do that.
Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show. Weekly tip from the Kansas State University Veterinary and Health Center in Manhattan, Kansas. We got Dr. Warren Beard, who is the professor of equine surgery. And Doc, welcome to Better Horses Radio this week.
Thank you.
We want to talk about your upper airway management there at Kansas State University and how important it is to stay on top of different irregulars that might happen in the respiratory system. And you've got the tools and the program to do that. Can you kind of touch on it?
Yeah, if we're working on performance horses, lameness is going to be our number one problem, problems with the musculoskeletal system. Second is going to be the upper airway. And so horses that are performing at high levels are prone to having problems with their upper airways. And so it's going to be the second most common. And the reason that you might suspect that your horse had an upper airway problem would be one, exercise intolerance, or two, a respiratory noise. And if you remember when we were kids, we used to take a playing card and a clothespin and tape it to the bike frame so that that card would slap on our spokes and make a noise. Well, that's what we're looking for. So that's caused by something, that noise is coming from something vibrating. So that's what we're looking for when we do our upper airway endoscopy in the horse, is try to find with that video camera up in the horse's airway, what it is that's actually vibrating and causing that noise. And sometimes it can be as simple that we can see it at rest. Horses that have severe obstruction will be able to recognize that obstruction at rest. Sometimes we have to exercise the horses. There are a variety of maneuvers that we can do in the horse at rest, occluding their airway to make them work harder to breathe. We'll sometimes make them elicit the noise and allow us to see where the obstruction is coming from. But if that doesn't work, then the next thing we'd resort to is our dynamic endoscopy, which is an endoscope that fits on a horse's halter. And then we can watch the horse's upper airway while the horse is exercising, doing whatever he normally does under saddle to actually make that noise. And then we can get an exact diagnosis that way.
Doc, we appreciate everything that Kansas State University does. You know, the fact of the matter is you've got the procedures, the science to try to help solve these problems. Work with your local vet. Work with the local vet. Get in touch with the Kansas State University. And let's work as a team in trying to get that problem solved.
Hey, as always, we appreciate our friends at Kansas State University, the Veterinary Health Center, where they share tips that help us improve the health of our horses. So, Ernie, we've got a great show lined up, but right now we better take a break. This is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Runny nose, cough, fever. It's flu season for humans and horses. Like human flu vaccines, equine flu vaccines must be updated to protect against the flu strains circulating now. Merck Animal Health's flu-containing vaccines include the most current flu strains, protecting your horse from illness and time missed training because of it. Talk with your veterinarian about Prestige flu vaccines and learn more about the science of advanced protection at prestigevaccines.com.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
Routine dental examination and treatments are essential for high-quality horse care. To prevent potential problems, a horse's mouth should be examined at least once a year. I'm Dr. Chris Blevins, Equine Field Service Veterinarian at Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. We can examine the mouth and provide a treatment plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
I'm Marie Rodina.
I'm Dawn Dawson, and our next segment is brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Go to their website, Merck Animal Health, and see all the products they have, from Safeguard to Panacure to their prestige line of vaccines for your horse. And visit with your vet about what might be the best thing this time of year you need to be thinking about. MerckAnimalHealth.com. Check it out. Hey, Ernie, real quick before we bring our guest on, let's hit on the newsletter. The Better Horses newsletter has got a new name, and it is going out to tons and tons of people with lots of information.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be tied in with Van Leeuwen Communications and Justina Auk. We started a kind of a condensed newsletter called Better Horses Express. We still have the Better Horses Network magazine and all that, but this is the one that comes out once a month, and it goes to 60,000 horse owners pretty much in the Midwest. And so we're so excited about that. Got a lot of support there. What I want to touch on, we're not owed this success, but why this is going over good is it is driven by our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. The fact that we got so many people because we're trying to share the gospel of the Lord through this whole deal. I know that's what's given it success. I'm going to keep it simple. We have to be bold for Jesus. We have to more than ever be bold for Jesus. I'm doing that, and that's what I want to do and promote. And we're going to tie horse events, horse stuff, all that, and knowledge. If you want to get a subscribe to this newsletter, just email me at Ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. I'm excited about it, Dawn. We got, but that's a pretty good database, and these are big horse people in the Midwest, Southwest, and everything like that. And it's going to have a lot of great information. We'll be talking about everything, and the calendar is second to none. But so I'm excited about what Van Leeuwen Communications is bringing to Better Horses. And so that's it in a nutshell, Dawn, and we'll talk more about it. You want to get subscribed to this newsletter, email me at Ernie, E-R-N-I-E, at betterhorsesradio.com.
That's right. Hey, Ernie, now we have got a special guest coming on that we haven't had here near enough here lately. He's been so busy, and we are glad to have him. Tell everybody who we got coming on.
Well, he's a great man, a great horseman. I can't handle those shots of him on them mountains on that other opening on that, but I'm impressed by it, the heights, but just a first-class individual. He's the real deal, and a great horseman. He's a veteran. You got to love him for that too, and just a great friend. And so glad to have him on the show. It means a lot. And he had one of the best shows I've ever seen, and that involved his kids. So hopefully we can talk about it. So let's bring in just a great horseman, a great friend, Ken McNabb. Ken, you with us?
I sure am, Ernie. I'm right here and glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you on.
You know, it's that time of year when we think about that show that the boys did. And they did that amazing Christmas show, those two little boys. And I absolutely love that show. We aired it for years, and we're airing it on our Facebook, our YouTube channel this week. Okay. Just to redo it. Yep.
Yeah, that was really good. So, but you're the real deal, Ken, and it's been an honor getting to know you, and hopefully we get to do more things together.
I hope so. I've been remiss in not being on more frequently here in the last year or so.
Well, this is a good way to end the year and hopefully kick off with the next year.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, we were talking before we went on the air, Ken, and you've already got quite a schedule packed for 2023. Tell us a little bit about what you and your family will be doing.
Well, we're pretty excited, Ron. You know, last year we helped produce the television show Ultimate Cowboy Showdown with Trace Adkins, and we were behind the scenes, in the front of the camera a little bit, but mostly behind the scenes. And then we did another show with Bala Productions and Glassman Media, filmed down in Texas, called Guts and Glory, and it was kind of a run-up to the American. And so they've asked us to come back, the whole family, and work on another season of Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. So as soon as we get done celebrating New Year's, we're packing up and headed off to the Southwest to warm up and shoot some great stuff for television. And that's a really fun project. The series is really fun to be a part of, and the people are great to work with.
Well, it's sure been fun watching how your influence has just expanded. Many of us know you as a clinician. Many of us know you as a horseman. You're still all that, but now the opportunity to produce some and be behind the scenes producing some really good TV shows that perpetuate the Western lifestyle. Just kind of tell us how that got started.
Well, actually, Road to the Horse is 100% to blame. When I went to Road to the Horse in 2020, I met Booger Brown. And so a few months after that, he called me up and he said, hey, they want to do another episode of or another season of Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. Would you know any place that we could do it in Wyoming? And so we did that on my partner's place at the Powderhorn Ranch there in Douglas. And my dad raised me. I joke all the time. I tell him tell people he raised me with a can-do attitude, and that was can do this and can go do that. And but the truth is, dad raised us with this deal: if you think it through and you want to do it and it's morally and ethically okay, then just go do it. Don't be stymied by the what ifs and the maybes and the problems. Just jump out there and go do it. And he said, always, you know, everything that you think of can be done. It's just figure out how. Well, in the process of filming last season for Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, questions would arise, you know, can this be done or that be done? And my response would be, if you want it, we'll do it. And so very shortly, both the producers and the network people came and said, hey, we like the way that you just get stuff done, and we sure want to have you help us with this other show. And so we helped that show, and just one thing led to another, and it's really, really fun because, as you said, I have people all over the country that I know and like well and I work with, and so we've been able to couple that with the ranch back home and a lifetime of cowboy, and I've been able to call people and say, hey, we need livestock here, we need this there, and put it together. And one of the things that is really cool for me is I work with a great team of guys who put this show together, and they see life through a camera in a way I can't begin to see what they see. And so they'll tell me, this is what we want it to look like. Make sure that's how it looks. And sometimes they'll tell me we need to do this better. And sometimes I'll tell them, hey, we can't do that. That doesn't look real. That's fake. We can't do that. And between the two sides, we just make it work. And I'm really blessed to work with the guys at Glassman Media that put the shows together. They do a really cool job. I'm really excited. I don't know any little kid that ever put a cowboy hat on and a pair of boots and strapped on a toy pistol that didn't someday want to be in some sort of a Western. And so they're putting together a documentary on stagecoaches and drivers and stagecoach holdups and holdup men. And so we've been tapped to be a big part of that. And I'm super excited about that. We've already started filming some pieces of that. And again, it's another situation where people I know from the horse industry, I was able to call and say, hey, this is what we need. You got it, and put it together. And so it's really been a blessing. My family, you know, we used to have downtime. And we would kind of go off the road at Thanksgiving and figure to go back on the road about the 1st of February. And by doing this, we've totally eradicated downtime. We're barely going to have time to squeeze Christmas in.
You guys have done so much for the horse industry. And one of the cool features that you've added to the McNabb Ranch is your horse sale every year, which is a special horse sale that just can't be duplicated anywhere else the way you handle it. And tell us what's on the list for next year's horse sale.
We're really excited about next year's horse sale for many reasons. One, it's our 15-year anniversary. And We've got a lot of neat things planned to do just during the program, the night before the sale and at the sale, just some give backs and giveaways and just fun stuff to do. You know, we've got people, Don, we've got people who have come to that sale every single year, never missed a year. Even during COVID, they came to town and sat in a hotel room while we did it online, and they've never bought a horse. They just come because it's fun and it's what they want to do and it's part of their vacation. And so this year we want to honor people like that. We want to say thank you this year to our customers. We have the best customers in the world, and they trust us and we trust them. And so this year, that's a lot about what the sale's about, is just saying thank you to them for making us a premier sale. It was a little kid's dream. You know, my mom took me to Bill Smith's quarter horse sale in Thermopolis, Wyoming when I was 11. And I sat there that day and said, I'm going to do this someday. So to move forward now, 36 years from that time, and be successfully 15 years into it, we're really excited. We say every year that we have the best group of horses ever, and we believe that every year. I'm super excited about some of the horses this year. My son Trent, and you guys remember him as the little bitty kid, but he's 19, very accomplished stockman, very accomplished horseman. He's bringing a horse this year to the sale. And he told me the other day, he said, Dad, at 5 below 0, I saddled him up before daylight and it was too cold to put a bridle on him. So he said, I just threw a string around his neck. At 6:45, we were trotting across the pasture, and before 7, I roped and doctored my first calf. And he said, we roped 30 calves that morning. And he said, Twist never made a mistake. Wow. That horse will be in this sale. And we're excited about that. Both boys are riding really great horses. So we're excited about the quality of horses coming to the sale for sure. But mostly we're fired up about a chance to say thank you to the best customers anywhere in the world.
What's the date on it again, Ken?
Well, you tricked me on that one, but it's the first Saturday in June. I think this year that might be the 3rd or 4th, but it's every year. It's the first Saturday in June.
It's June 3rd. Yeah.
June 3rd. Okay.
Well, it sounds like the place to be.
Well, you need to come, Ernie. You guys all need to come and record a show while you're there.
Yeah.
Ernie has trouble with the drive to your place, though.
Well, the nice thing is, I'm going to be a little catty here. The nice thing is it's in Douglas, and that's just not far from Nebraska, and that's flat as all get out.
No,
Ernie can make it.
I'm going to try to make it. I think that would be a great show, Don, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome. So,
well, Don, as we knew would happen, our time with Ken flew by. Ken, I know you're traveling all over the place, but boy, if there's a chance to get you near an internet sometime in the first few months, we'd love to check up and see how things are going on location. And folks, again, we've had Ken McNabb here with Better Horses Radio. We encourage you to go to their website. We encourage you to consider getting up to Douglas to their sale. And Ken, just thanks so much for being on Better Horses with us.
You bet. Thank you guys for the opportunity. I always love it.
Tell Dee Dee hello for us. And you guys can go to kenmcnabb.com on the website and see all this information that we're talking about.
We better take a break. This is Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. You're listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
I'm Ernie Rudina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And our next segment is brought to us by Dekra. They have the products Osphos and Zymeta. Two products we really, really want you guys to research and learn some things about, especially Osphos, because it is doing amazing things for horses out there with navicular. It has cured many of them and has helped the others be better than what they were. So check it out, Osphos. It's O-S-P-H-U-S. And also, we want to give a big shout out this Christmas weekend to Klein Schmitz over in Higginsville, Missouri. Go to their website, kleinboot.com. See all they have. But if you're driving down Interstate 70 through Missouri, you can't miss them right there in Higginsville on the north side of the highway.
If you're looking for boots, this is the place to get it. And we're so glad to have them back on board again to sponsor Better Horses. Just a great place to shop. Great, great merchandise and great selection.
It is. Hey, Ron, tell us about our next guest coming on.
Boy, we were all drawing straws, and I drew the one I wanted. I get to introduce J.R. Vizane, and I actually didn't get to know J.R. personally until we wound up on a Christian Horseman's Group call that we do every week together, and I sure have enjoyed getting to know this man's heart. J.R. Vizane qualified for the NFR six times. Some of you may know the story. He didn't get to actually ride in that sixth NFR due to an injury, but I'll tell you what, this guy is sure enough cowboy. And when you talk about cowboy, you talk about somebody that's got no quit in them whatsoever. And that's J.R. Vizane. And not just a cowboy, which we like talking about here on Better Horses Radio, but this is a good man who loves the Lord and wakes up every day and looks for ways to serve Christ. J.R., thanks for joining us on Better Horses.
Oh my goodness. Thanks for having me. That was quite the introduction. You had me chuckling over here. It's actually very humbling. As you call me a cowboy, I sitting there chuckling because you know, the picture of a crippled up hand, it says, when your buddy says that he's a hand, this is what he means. That's more my style, but by golly, I try to be. So thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being on here with you guys.
Well, Great to have you on, JR.
Yeah, you're an inspiration. We were just talking about, we got to watch you during the NFR coverage on the Cowboy Channel when they interviewed you there on the tailgate party. And just tell us a little bit about what's going on right now in the life of J.R. Vizane.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? I'm busier than a paralyzed man in a kickboxing contest, to be honest. It's been a whirlwind this year. We have a bunch of big life changes happening. Kind of changed our paradigm. My wife and I, we changed our paradigm on our ranching business. And I got a phone call this spring from Aaron Brookshire, a reigning cow horse guy. He's down in Perrin, Texas now. But I guess the cat's out of the bag now. I'm kind of hardwired. I've had this dream for a long time, but there's only been a select few that I've told the dream to, because I'm kind of that way. I got to make sure I'm headed in that direction before I tell everybody what my dreams are. But I always had a dream of getting into the reigning cow horse world when I was done rodeoing. And I was always drawn to the reigning cow horse world because I grew up training horsemen. I grew up training horses. I'm a horseman is my passion. I love everything horses. And since the wreck, that's been the only thing that's kept me super, super frustrated, that my horse riding and my horse training side of my life looks different. And it's not that I've accepted that this is the rest of my life, because I don't believe it. I do believe that I will receive my miracle and I will get up out of this wheelchair while I'm still here on this earth. And so it's not that I've given up, but I've gotten okay with my ranch and looking the way it looks and my leather business being the way it is and everything being the way it is. I'm at peace with where it's at in the moment, knowing that God has a time for me to receive my miracle. But my tough days are that I don't get to train horses anymore. So I did a podcast with Marcus and Morgan Luttrell 2 years ago. And at the end of the podcast, they asked me, what would you be doing if the wreck hadn't happened? I said, well, my biggest dream was always getting the reigning cow horse world when I was done rodeoing. So when I get walking again, that's what I'm going to do. And 2 years later, Aaron Brookshire hears that. I'm sitting in my leather shop in March, this last March, and banging my head off the wall, and I'm praying. And I was asking God actually to change my passions and desires, because I was getting frustrated. My 3-year-olds were standing out there in the yard, and I wanted to be the one that was training them. And it was getting nice, and I wanted to be the one that was riding them. So I was praying, Lord, please change my desires. I want to be out there training horses. And 2 weeks to the day later, Aaron Brookshire, he didn't know me. I didn't know him. He tracked my number down. He cold called me and he said, hey, 95% of my non-pros don't know how to use their legs anyways. So if you're willing and down, he said, I think we can get it figured out. So I started trying since March to get it figured out. I made 3 trips down there this summer, and we're planning on going and wintering down here next month. We're going to try to get down there and start training and stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go try to start showing and working on getting a horse bought, and got my feet wet in the cow horse world. Going to go see where that leads me. So Shelby and I, we changed our paradigm. We got the cows sold. We're going to swap to grass cattle, run some yearlings, and trying to get stuff shuffled up so we can get out of this Klondike weather here in Montana and go enjoy some sunshine and ride horses around.
That sounds great.
That sounds amazing, JR. And I know spending time with your brother-in-law, Sage Newman, at the National Finals Rodeo and all that, that's pretty cool. But to get back on a horse and do what you used to dream of and still dream of to this day, that's got to be an amazing feeling.
Oh, my goodness. It was answered prayers. And honestly, if I, to be real frank, it changed my life. It came at the right time. It wasn't that I had given up or anything, but maybe was getting a little lackadaisical and kind of just kind of stuck in the mundane. And just my passion was wanting to train horses. And it's not that I've not rode. I still have rode since the wreck, but just, you know, team roping in the Brandon Pen and this, that, and the other thing, but it's different. It's not horse training. Right. And it's been life changing. I got serious about it. It's been the only thing since rodeo that's given me that something to shoot for, that same competitive kind of drive. And to be honest, I never even cared about showing. It was more just about learning to go make bridle horses and just get around those guys, those professional trainers, and go hone in on my skill and learn. And we kind of started figuring stuff out. Actually, the thought went off in my mind. It took me a couple trips down there, but as some stuff started to get better and started figuring some stuff out, my thought was, if Amberlee Snyder can figure out how to ride them barrel horses good enough to win money at them pro rodeos, why can I not figure out how to ride cow horse good enough to win money at cow horse shows? So that's the goal. We're going to go start trying to show and see what successes the Lord leads me into.
Well, Amberlee is a great person to look up to, and her accomplishments are as big as yours are. And JR, I can just see it. I can't wait to see you in the competition ring. I want a video.
It sounds good. I'm at a loss of words about it. It was just that. Nothing shy of an answered prayer in my life, and it came at the right time. It's been life changing.
Well, JR, you're an inspiration. I think the Lord has given you a heart to throw yourself into anything you put your mind to. And I know you and I have had conversations before. Gosh, you think JR gets excited about rain cow horses? Wait till you get into a Bible study with him. He goes at it with the same ferociousness. He doesn't do anything in second gear. He is wide open whenever he does things. And JR, talk to us a little bit about this transition then. So you and Shelby sold the cows. You're going to run yearlings when you got grass and go back and forth. Is that the plan?
Yeah, for this year anyways, and see what it turns into. But I got in with a couple other guys here the last 3-4 years where I'm buying and selling calves for guys and training a bunch of cattle. And I have some really good coaches and our paradigm, we don't own a ranch. I'm very, very fortunate. We live on my in-laws' place, Shelby's parents' ranch. We fix up one of the original homesteads, and then we got a little chunk of ground east of here, a little half section, but we got to pay for our winter feed and buy summer grass. And when you're doing it that way, it's tough to actually make money in the business. It's not that prior in my life, I didn't need to make money. All it had to do was break even, where the last 4 years, it's actually had to make money. So we changed the paradigm. We're going to trade them and see what happens. We're going to go down there this winter. We sold the mother cows and bought some steers and kept all our heifer calves and going to run yearlings this next spring, go down there this winter and come home in the spring, turn everything out on grass and see how it works.
Well, that's exciting to see how you grasp this. What are Shelby's plans when you guys, is she riding with you while you're down there? What's she doing while you're getting into the cow horse game?
It's the same. It's been our passion and dream as a team forever since we dated. It's both of our passion. And we raise a handful of them, and she's wanting to get more serious about roping again. And same deal, maybe go see how the cow horse deal doesn't treat her. And we're just excited, just go chase the horse passion again and hone in on our horse deal. And the only reason I ever wanted to own cows anyways was to make a good horse. And so I would be just as happy punching the neighbor's cows as I am my own. And honestly, I'm just as happy owning five of them to make a good horse as I am owning 500 of them. So we're just chasing our horse dream and see where it goes, see what happens. And I know it's going to work because it's the Lord's passion that's inside of me. And it is the Lord's desire that he has given me and us as a team too. So it, honestly, Ron, it's even more than that. So the selfish goals and selfish dream is the cow horse world, but the Lord's calling me into a ministry, and you're 100% right. It's been a very peculiar year for me. I don't know if it was an age thing where I had turned 30, I'm approaching 31. And it wasn't that all of a sudden I felt old or anything, but maybe that I felt that I should be a little bit more grown up and have my life together more than I do. Or I don't know if it was because I'm a kid or I have a kid now that's 3.5 years old, or I don't know, but I just did a lot of soul searching on why I am the way I am and asking the Lord to reveal stuff to me. And you're 100% right. I have a spiritual gift. I'm an inspirer and an encourager. And another one of my revelations was that I'm an all-inner. And as the selfish dreams of the cow horse world were for me, the original dream was in 2014 at the American Rodeo, the very first American Rodeo. We went there, we got checked in, and I was traveling with RC Landingham, who, shout out to him, just won $1 million at the WCRA deal the other day. I was traveling with him, his stepdad's Ty Skyver, and Ty was, just a small time cow horse guy over there in Oregon and a horse trainer and stuff. And the World's Greatest Horseman was going on at the Coliseum. And he said, let's go watch World's Greatest. So we went over there and watched that. That was the first anything cow horse that I had ever seen in my entire life. And I was dating Shelby at the time. We weren't even married yet. She asked how it was. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I said, this stuff is so cool. When I'm done rodeoing, this is what I want to do. I want to come ride around with these professional trainers. And I think I want to try to compete at the World's Greatest Horseman one day. So it took me a few trips going down there to get back that on fire for it. But the light bulb went off in my head, and I have to shoot for the stars. And as an inspirer and an encourager, there's nothing more that I want to do than be out here in the middle of Montana punching cows, away from town, away from people, away from everything. But that's not where the Lord's calling me. He's calling me to the public eye, and people need to see my journey, and people need to see me go give it a go. So I set my goals. I want to be a $1 million rider, and I want to compete the World's Greatest Horseman one day. And I'm treating it that serious. I've been training at it. It's ramped up my workouts. I'm treating it like I did rodeoing and giving it a real go. But the I know it's gonna work. I'm at the very bottom of the totem pole. I still have to learn how to keep a cow at the other end of the arena first before we get anywhere. But I know it's gonna work, because it's not about that to me. It's about the big picture, and it's about inspiring and encouraging people along the journey and going forth and preaching the messages I do.
Well, JR, you're definitely an inspiration, and we love having you here on Better Horses Radio. We'll check in with you after you get down to Texas, and it's just so much fun watching your drive, Pard, and I really appreciate you joining us on the radio show today.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So proud of you, JR.
All right, folks, this is Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dylan Luter, a specialist in equine performance medicine at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. Our new service focuses on lameness diagnosis, advanced imaging, physical therapy, and regenerative medicine for horses with injuries preventing them from performing at their best. We can treat a variety of conditions and design a customized rehabilitation plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
John Deere is known for quality equipment. This quality has created a perception that John Deere is more expensive than other brands. But high quality doesn't mean high price. The truth from buyers in our area is customers who have purchased a John Deere compact utility tractor saved more than $2,000 when buying from Heritage Tractor. Dare to compare us before buying. You and your wallet will be surprised. Nothing runs as long as a Deere, and we'll prove it with our exclusive 10-year warranty. Visit heritagetractor.com/compare to learn more.
It's time to fall into forage and save. Stanley Premium Western Forage is offering one of their biggest promotions of the year. Buy any three Stanley products and get $5 off. Stanley Premium Western Forage offers the highest quality premium forage from the Western United States. During the summer months, Stanley's farm employees carefully nurture and harvest their fields to make sure the forage meets their product specifications and exceed your quality standards. Winter is coming. Get prepared now with the help of Stanley Premium Forage. Visit stanleyforage.com/coupons to download your coupon now.
Runny nose, cough, fever. It's flu season for humans and horses. Like human flu vaccines, equine flu vaccines must be updated to protect against the flu strains circulating now. Merck Animal Health's flu-containing vaccines include the most current flu strains, protecting your horse from illness and time missed training because of it. Talk with your veterinarian about Prestige flu vaccines and learn more about the science of advanced protection at prestigevaccines.com.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
It's time to go with United Mosquito and Fly Control's premier fly system for fly control in your barn, providing relief for horses from the stress of fighting flies. It also makes a barn more pleasant for everyone in the barn. Easy, effective, and safe. With United Mosquito and Fly Control, we provide a full service. You as the barn owner don't have to do anything. We go everywhere and take care of everything with our friendly fast service. Call today at 913-558-3814 or email Paul at unitedmosquito.com.
If you're passionate about the environment and your horse's bedding, we urge you to look into WRG Eco Shred Bedding. Made from clean, recycled corrugated cardboard, Eco Shred provides absorbent, biodegradable animal bedding, vacuumed out so it's dust-free and highly absorbent. Eco Shred Bedding is made from recycled materials, perfect for horses and small animals. Save the environment and order the finest bedding for your barn. Go to NebraskaWRG.org or call Heartland Horse Products at 620-637-2455.
Hey, thanks for listening to Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson, and we are back with another segment of Better Horses Radio for you, brought to you by Stanley Premium Western Forage. Go to their website, stanleyforage.com. See all the products they have. Their alfalfa is a pretty important product this time of the year when it's so cold on this Christmas weekend. So read all about how the quality is there for you, stanleyforage.com.
What a great time we've had today. Just been a lot of fun. Just, we got to do, it's just like every week, you know, and just want to thank everybody for what they contribute to Better Horses Radio. And
we are ready, Ernie, to do our segment with Better Horses Cattle with Brandon Palaska. Let's go listen to that interview you did with him now.
Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with Better Horses. But today I'm with Better Cattle, and we're talking Better Cattle with Brandon Palaska, tremendous cattleman, stockman, you name it. And he's my neighbor, good neighbor, and just full of information. We're up here in Northeast Kansas, up in this area, but we're really excited about bringing this segment. Brandon, welcome to Better Horses. Now, this segment being Better Cattle.
But tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. Harvest is going to kind of wrap up and everything. What's on the minds of cattlemen? You know, there's a lot of horsemen out there that have cattle, and if we can bring this segment to improve their operation, that's what we're trying to do. What do you think we should be focusing on right now, Brandon?
Well, a lot of guys are moving to a fall breeding program. There's been quite a switch, in at least in our part of the world, from spring calving to fall calving, much to do with the weather, at least the last 2 or 3 years. And you can go back before that a couple of years and how wet we were. But the two polar vortexes back-to-back years kind of soured a lot of people on spring calving around here. So there's been quite a move in the fall breeding program, and that would be occurring now. People would be getting ready to turn bulls out, and or like me, our AI program doesn't start yet for 2 more weeks, but we're selecting bulls, going through protocols and doing things like that. With that said, our nutrition programs need to be in line, thinking about ways, you know, what we're going to feed, how we're going to feed them. One area I'd like to touch on, and this gets lost a lot, is the bull in that fall breeding program. We go out and we spend everybody thinks they always spend too much on a good bull. So we're thinking about that bull and how much we spent on him, and we're asking him to go out there and cover a lot of females, and asking him to do a lot of work. And I hear a lot of times, oh, that bull just fell apart on me, just fell apart, you know, or lost so much condition, or just didn't quite hold up to my expectations. Well, what I'd like to talk about and challenge people with is, what are your expectations? What are you trying to accomplish, and what are you doing to make sure that bull does it? Wildlife biologists have done studies over the years on male deer and male elk. Male deer during rut season will lose approximately 25% of their body weight. A bull elk will lose between 15 and 20%. So if you've got a 2,000-pound bull out there and he could lose up to 25% of his body weight just by doing his job and us just feeding hay, or not really supplementing him much, that bull could lose up to 500 pounds in a breeding season. And almost anybody with an eye can tell that body is lost, or that bull has lost body condition. So I think it's important that people take care of those bulls. Do a little special. Go out and find them one-on-one. Give them a little bucket of grain. You know, 2 or 3 pounds of grain a day during breeding season is just a huge help to those bulls. Keep them in shape. Keep them going. They need that kind of extra help, because that's what gets the job done.
Bottom line, Brandon, you got to keep them in shape. Keep them up there. Don't let them lose condition this time of year, especially. And we appreciate you bringing Better Cattle with Brandon Palaska, our cattle specialist from Jackson Farmers Elevators, and just a tremendous partner and a Purina partner we are. So, Brandon, thank you so much for what you bring. They can get a hold of you by what? Go to your email, or what would you? What can you send them to?
Well, I'll give them my phone number. I offer that to about anybody. 785-418-0788.
That's Brandon Palaska, our Better Cattle segment. Thanks, Brandon. We'll be talking to you here in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie, that's a nice addition to Better Horses, because we know that most of us that have horses, we've either got cattle or we're working our horses on some cattle. So nice for you to put that together for us.
Well, it's really good. And I tell you what, you get a lot of great compliments on that. And hopefully we can really grow that from where it's at.
We will. And we'll try to do that about once a month. And stay tuned for the segment in January, about mid-January.
That's it. So contact me, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com. And we'll see what we can do to help expand that even more.
All right, let's do it. Can you believe it's that time already, Ernie?
I tell you what, it just flew by. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Hope that you have a great Christmas holidays today. And we're talking out there to Connie and Brent and Uncle Mikey. Don, how about yourself?
Jeff, JD, Carmen, Justin, and Hattie, you guys be good. Glenn and Joanne, you too. Ron?
You know, we just got to have our family Christmas together this weekend, Dawn. And so they all know how much I love and care for them. And so I'd like to give a special shout out to all our listeners who are like family. This has been a fun show to do during the holidays, and we're just grateful that you make Better Horses a part of your week.
And I'm talking also to Faye Russett and hope that his wife, Elaine, can be healed. We want to do that. And also Don and Doris Higdon, the cowboy from down in Franklin County. Also shout out to the family of Jim Keir, who we lost this last week. A great guy in the NCHA. Till next week, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Dawn Dawson.
Happy trails.
And be sure to ride for the brand on this Christmas weekend.